Hello everyone, we have with us our head coach, Mr. Rahul Dravid. We'll take one question at a time. Please put your phones on the side. Yes, please.
Sir,
Rohit,
ज़रूर, जैसे आप कह रहे थे कि उस समय अच्छा लग रहा था जब तक रोहित आउट हुए. विकेट भी थोड़ा उसके बाद काफ़ी स्लो हो गया था. बॉल थोड़ा पुराना होने के बाद विकेट थोड़ा फंसने लगा और थोड़ा स्लो होने लगा. आप हम लोगों ने देखा उनके बैटिंग में भी लास्ट जो 20 ओवर थे हम लोग अच्छा पुल बैक कर पाए थे क्योंकि थोड़ा विकेट स्लो फंस रहा था विकेट बॉल पुराना होने के बाद. तो थोड़ा मुश्किल ज़रूर था पर शायद उस एक वो पार्टनरशिप थोड़ा और बड़ी या लंबी होती तो शायद हम थोड़ा और पास जा सकते थे. पर ओवरऑल देखी जाए तो शायद 30-40 रन ज़्यादा दिए थे हम लोगों ने. स्पेशली हमारे पहले 30 ओवर में हमने थोड़े ज़्यादा रन दे दिए. 30-40 ज़्यादा थे इस ग्राउंड और इस विकेट के लिए. I mean, there are always areas you want to improve on. You want to get better. You want to keep improving. Yes, I think, you know, we've ticked a lot of boxes. It's nice to see the guys who've come back from injury, been away for a while. You know, from our perspective, they've been able to get some good cricket in them, been able to spend time in the middle, score some runs, take some wickets. So that's been really good. But yeah, there's always little things that, you know, you can constantly get better at, constantly get improve. It's going to be a tough tournament. It's going to be a long tournament. So yeah, we're constantly looking to improve as a group and as a team, even when we have the results going our way. Yeah, I mean, we've had a few issues with a bit of a viral going around the group, so that was a bit tough. Yeah, it was a bit of a balancing act in this game, especially because there were a few guys who had to go home for some personal reasons. There was also the team that was leaving for the Asian Games tonight. So some of the guys like Ritu and Tilak and all of them had to join that team. So there was a bit of jugglery that we had to manage in this particular game. But I'm hoping we've got about a week. We've got a few days. I'm expecting everyone to be there at Guwahati when we reach tomorrow. Latest by tomorrow night or 29th early morning, we should be the full squad and the full strength. And hopefully the bug that's around the group should have cleared up as well. So it'd be nice if that happens. Yeah, certainly. I mean, especially for people like Jesse, Shreyas, KL, you know, like you mentioned, Ashwin as well. So for all of these guys, time and game time was really important. The fact that they've been able to get that against a really competitive, good side is I think something that we are much better off for it. Practice games or the warm-up games that they're called, generally people play 15 versus 15 and it's tough to sometimes get that level of intensity in those games. But as we've seen in these three games in some hot conditions, there's been a lot of intensity as well. So it's been great that, you know, Jesse's been able to play a couple of games, Bolist, Kota of 10 overs. Siraj suffering from a little bit of a bug, but he's got back and been able to bowl today. Like you said, Ashwin, it's really nice to see the way he bowled in the first two games. KL as well, I thought, you know, the keeping right through the 50 overs, he's coming up after almost six, seven months. Shreyas as well, I think, and a couple of really good knocks in the last couple of games as well. So, yeah, I think a lot of tick marks as well, you know, from that perspective. So, yeah, really happy with the way things are going at the moment, and hopefully we can keep... We know we got to get better. We know we got to improve. But hopefully we can keep this momentum going into the World Cup. Yeah, I mean, like I said in the first, to answer the first question, I think when Rohit and, we were on par when Rohit and Virat were batting. But we probably knew that we needed that, you know, one of the top three to probably get us 130 or 140. In these kind of chases, you know, you need that kind of score. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Good thing from our perspective is both of them batted really well. So that's, again, a positive. They've been coming off a week of the game of you know, not playing cricket for a week. So it was nice that they got straight back into it and got runs for us. But it got tougher as the game went on. And, you know, as you could see, the Australians bowled a lot of slower ones, a lot of cutters. They've got quite a lot of experienced bowlers with tall, fast bowlers who use the off cutters really well. And it was going to get tougher and tougher as the game went on. We saw with our bowling as well, the last 20, they found it quite tough as well. So, yeah, we probably needed that one partnership to maybe bat another 30, 40 runs. But in the overall scheme of things, probably 350 was about 30 too many. We should have been hopefully chasing 320 if we had bowled and fielded a bit better in the first half. It's a big country, India, and there are many venues. So it's hard to say that it's going to be the same everywhere. You know, and I think each venue will be different. Each day will be different. It's really one of those hardest things to predict with the dew. You know, I've played in games where we come to practice the day before the game and it's soaked, the ground is soaked. And on the day of the game, sometimes there's no dew. Because people say when the clouds come in and then there's less dew, or I'm actually not an expert, and sometimes I, you know, we get it wrong. But certainly, I think as the tournament goes on, in some venues, it will be a factor, and in some, it may not. So it's going to make it all the more interesting, actually, because it's going to be hard to predict, I think, in some venues, whether the dew will come or not. Here, I think we knew that the dew won't come. We wanted to push ourselves and challenge ourselves to be able to chase. It's something that we knew we wanted to do. But there are other venues, I think, in the northern part of India. As we get towards November, certainly there will be some dew. No, I just think that, you know, we'll have to wait for an official confirmation or a decision on that. You know, the NCAA is in touch with the selectors, they're in touch with Ajit. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to make any comments on that, you know. But if there's any changes, then you guys will hear about it officially. As of now, there's no changes.
Thank you.
Thank you.